Thanks very much. Welcome to Yoshi's. The idea for this project started last year in Montreal. Pat called me up and said, why don't we put together the old band? One by Pat. This is called BNG.
Thank you.
And next up is a piece by Keith Jarrett. The year was 1970. Is this like a going? I shouldn't mention these years so much. It's timeless, okay. The song is called Fortune Smiles. Thank you. Steve Swallow, and this is one of Steve's tunes. It's called I'm Your Pal.
Thank you.
solo, Steve. There's an interesting accompaniment over there. We are recording, so behave yourselves. Okay. What's up next? Oh, Las Vegas Tango. This is a piece by Gil Evans, one of the great composers, arrangers in the history of jazz. And this is a marvel of a song. It only has two chords. It's really hard to write great music that's incredibly simple. And this is one of those examples of a piece that's so basic, and yet it really works. It's fun to play over and over. I mean, even rock songs have three chords. So to have only two and have it work is really something. And I'll also point out, as I did last night, this was my first recording to be sampled by a rap group. And here's what they took. You can hear two bass notes. What was that? Four vibes notes, and then it was repeated, you know, thousands of times. But it was a huge hit. Cypress Hill, that was the band. And it turns out that was the beginning. I've been sampled over and over again. For some reason, why me? I don't know. One of those strange things of fate. My daughter found out from someone in the music business that I've supposedly been sampled more than any other jazz musician. Think of that. Oh, that was a dubious distinction. Yes. Here we go, Las Vegas Tango, the original version. Thank you.
Thank you.
Another one by Pat. Yeah. was this actually a place? In Boston. Obscure, pretty obscure place, apparently. It's called Unquity Road.
It's from...
Thank you.
to Yoshi's. We'll see you again sometime soon.